Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. As riders return to the subway, they may discover there aren't quite enough people to run the system post-COVID. Glenn Shuck with more this morning from the Rockefeller Center station.
So as the MTA deals with increased subway crime and safety issues, now this. The warning riders are likely face disruptions and delays because of these staffing shortages. A hiring freeze during the pandemic, the agency says now. They need to maintain equipment and fix tracks shorthanded. This commuter coming in from Queens tells me he's frustrated.
But there was a pandemic. I mean, do we give them any type of pass for that?
No.
No.
Not at least from my end, no. I don't give them no breaks because they don't give us no breaks. This is just the MTA looking for another excuse. I'm tired of the MTA and their excuses. Get on track, as they say.
What about Sarah? They have a new leadership here with Sarah Feinberg. Do you think maybe she could be the answer? I mean, there's a lot of positive vibe about her. So.
I'm all for Sarah.
Right.
You know, but they have to step up their game.
Sarah Feinberg admitting that this is something that they cannot dig out of quickly as they look to retrain thousands of workers in the months ahead. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at the Rockefeller Center station.
Transgender woman was stabbed with a screwdriver at the Broadway and Fulton Street station around 12:30 p.m. yesterday. Nina Gray telling ABC 7 she was on an A train when a man made an anti-trans remark and pulled out the screwdriver.
I just wish that all of this hate could stop, you know? Like, it's not even just in the LGBT community, just all around the board, because people's lives matter.
Cops are still looking for the attacker. As of today, New York State is no longer under a COVID-19 state of emergency. Governor Cuomo making that declaration yesterday.
The new chapter that we're writing is the post-COVID emergency period. The emergency is over. It's a new chapter. Doesn't mean there's not challenges for the new chapter, but the emergency is over.
But federal guidance still calls for masks in some locales, including the subway, even for the vaccinated. Meantime, the rule that allowed alcoholic beverages to go and the delivery of alcoholic beverages also ends today. Essential workers who served during the pandemic will be getting a state monument.
New York State is going to open the Circle of Heroes Monument to essential workers.
And the governor says that monument will be unveiled on Labor Day in Battery Park City. Tenants usually demand rent rollbacks when they go before the Rent Guidelines Board. They never get those, but they did get a bit of a rent freeze this time, although only for 6 months.
The vote, 5-4.
So what do we want? When do we want it?
Now!
Board member Leah Goodrich stood outside with tenants pushing for a full year freeze.
We have had decades of high rent increases that created an unjust rent system.
But member Robert Ehrlich, representing owners, says it's government, not landlords, who should help needy tenants.
When we shift the responsibility of addressing an individual tenant's rent burden from the government to the private property owners, we are forcing those housing providers to subsidize their tenants without compensation.
One-year leases will go up 1.5% in the second 6 months. Two-year leases up 2.5% for their entirety. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
A public meeting on Mayor de Blasio's Soho rezoning plan got a little disorderly last night. Opponents of the plan kept interrupting the speakers who were there to support it. The opponents say that what the mayor is framing as a social justice plan is doing injustice to communities of color in Chinatown and the Lower East Side. The plan would create 3,500 new apartments, 900 of them categorized as affordable. But opponents say the plan would also bring in office towers and big box stores to a low-rise historic neighborhood. Your cash may say that this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, but the MTA doesn't care about any of that. Subway booth workers will no longer accept cash. They actually haven't been accepting cash for more than a year because of COVID, but now that change is permanent. Among those disapproving, Robert Kelly, who is a booth worker. He notes that cash still works for the LIRR and Metro North.
I'm very disappointed in the MTA, the higher-ups in the MTA, to think that it's okay to treat their babies, which is the riders of New York City in the inner city, less than they would treat the suburbanites.
The Transit Workers Union agrees with Robert, calling the elimination of cash transactions inconvenient. The union is also concerned about elimination of station agent jobs. You can still use cash at MetroCard machines, and you'll be able to use cash at the Omni machines that will replace the MetroCard machines in the next year or so. We know Eric Adams got the most votes in Tuesday's mayoral primary, but thanks to the ranked choice voting system, we don't know if he won because he didn't get 50% of the vote. And as runner-up Maya Wiley notes, that means that mathematically it's possible she won under the ranking system.
We have every reason to believe we can win this race. It is not over. Every vote must be counted. We're excited that so many New Yorkers came out to vote.
We won't have a final tally until next month. Well, Nassau Coliseum may not have hosted its final hockey game yet. Mark Erne is here to explain this morning. Mark?
Well, Lee, if last night was the Old Barn's final swan song, it closes in style after the Islanders rallied back from 2-0 down.
Lightning reverse it near side to far, but give it away. Bailey couldn't hold his own. Turnover in tight. Quick shot. He scores!
Hopefully Chris King on Islanders Radio still has his voice after Beauvillier scored just 68 seconds into overtime. The Isles winning 3-2, and hopefully their Game 7 tomorrow goes better than the Nets Game 7 did on Saturday. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports.
And Chris King is a little excitable.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.